Brands are obsessed with going viral, but views don't pay the bills. In this episode, episode 14 of Fueling Foodies, we're breaking down the TikTok formula that actually drives sales. I'm joined by my fantastic team, Laura and Phoebe, and we're going to delve into all things TikTok. Welcome.
I'm so happy to be back for possibly my favourite topic.
I was going to say, I think this is going to be my favourite episode.
I know. And where do we start when we think about TikTok? Because we always talk about views, we always talk about likes, we always talk about all of those key metrics. Where do we start?
How long's a piece of string, I think, is the real question there. But I think the real thing to focus on is TikTok changed the game for social media, where everyone used to care about how many followers you've got, how that post is doing, how many likes has it got, when in reality, TikTok came in and went, it's not our number one goal. And they have proved the fact that actually, if your posts just do well in terms of getting views, that's where that real sweet spot lies. And I think it's around 20% of follower growth now has dropped off on TikTok, which is massive change to see that actually people aren't going on TikTok and following brands. They are going more and just kind of scrolling. And it's a platform that is designed for kind of aimless, mindless scrolling.
I was going to say, it doesn't favour followers, because I think with the drive of the few page, you've got that separation between what you're watching that's not your followed content and then your following page. And I always find personally, when I'm looking at TikTok, I'll get fed the same creator or the same content from someone that I'm obviously engaging with, whether I'm like commenting. I might not even be commenting, but if you're watching videos for a certain amount of time, they can tell you're interested. So they'll keep feeding you the same stuff. You can follow them and you won't see them again on your For You page. So I think that that's where like the division is between.
Yeah, a lot of people will say like, I don't see people that I'll follow them and then I suddenly don't see their content. And that's not saying like, don't follow people that you love on TikTok. Like, that's not me saying, like, never follow anyone or you won't see their content.
I feel like it's more of a considered thing, though, because you know that if you follow someone on TikTok, you are then going to want to go onto your following page to be able to find them.
Yeah, because that's the joy of TikTok,
you know,
as well,
that
you've got. Yeah, you've got your For You page, which is a bit just like your home feed for kind of what Instagram is.
Or so like it's just an explore page, I guess.
But it's just where you're just scrolling. And then you also have your following tab, which is where you can see everyone that you're following. And then you also have your friends tab. So that's your mutual connection. So people that you're following and follow you back. And then you also have stories. There is a lot of tabs on TikTok.
And that is why I get lost and I just don't
on
TikTok.
When you say it like that. But I'll be honest, I don't go onto the following or the friends bit. I just scroll my For You page.
Yeah.
Like, that is all I'm doing.
So let's go back to, obviously, we live in food and drink. We live and breathe food and drink. We love food and drink. But why is TikTok dominating specifically for food? Because I think that's a really good category to pull out and a really good sort of vertical industry to focus on. But why is TikTok so good for content when you think about food? Is it because it's discovery? Is it because it's people trying to see if there's a community behind a brand? Like, what does that mean?
I think it's a little bit of all of them,
yeah,
I'd
definitely.
Say. Like, I think especially if we're talking, like, there's obviously different levels of food. If you say, like, food and drink actual brands or versus restaurants, there's both a place for them on TikTok and they work really well, but like hand in hand as well. But food brands in particular, it's kind of when you see a product in like Tesco, you don't see anything about it.
I feel like you can't taste it. You can't.
Yeah. And that's not saying on social media you can do any of those things.
But you get a lot more from it in the visual way that you like digest it.
Yeah. You kind of end up getting like invested in the brand. Like, it's so weird the random things you can see on TikTok about a food brand. Like,
and it's just messy. It's allowed to be a little
raw,
bit messy.
It's real. And you kind of think, wow, this is really unhinged. I don't think I should see this about a business.
And I'm going to go into the raw and real. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm a millennial, I'm not a Gen Zer. TikTok is not my platform.
There's a reason we sit this side, isn't
there? That's why you sit that side and I sit this side. And from my perspective, TikTok is about entertainment.
Yeah.
It is an entertainment platform. It's a way for brands to get creative and it's showing a different angle and lens to a brand.
Yes, you have hit the nail on the head. It is an entertainment platform. It is not a sales platform.
And that's why we don't think ads work.
Yeah, exactly that. And the stats say that 4.5 times more reach happens on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And that's purely thinking about whether that's Instagram, whether that's Facebook, whatever that might be. And that reach is because, one, the number of people that are on there, but also, two, the engaging content.
And I think as well, there's the thing about like how people engage. It's really less considered on TikTok. Like, it's so easy to like it and comment it because, again, the content feels raw. So your comment and being like, oh my God, I love this, feels like you're talking to a friend. Whereas I feel like on Instagram, you kind of, even just the process of liking and commenting, like it takes you further down the page. It kind of makes that comment feel more like, oh, everyone can see that. And because obviously people can see on Instagram when you've commented, other people that follow the same brand can see it. Whereas TikTok, you feel like unless you're going to the comments, no one's seeing it.
And you're not going to get caught.
You can kind of be a little bit like unhinged with the brand. And I think that's where the fun of it is. Like, I will admit I'm rubbish at commenting on like brand stuff on Instagram. But if I see a funny video from a brand on TikTok, I'll be like, oh my God, I love this. Like, I need to buy it. I need this in my life.
And then you share it.
And then again, I will probably send the link. Like, again, between the two of us, if we were to look through our WhatsApp chat,
I don't even want to know
how many TikToks we send each other. How many TikTok links we send each other to videos that you're just like, oh my God, have you seen this? It'll be something really stupid, or it'll be a business, like a brand that we're like, oh my God, I need to try this. Have you seen that this business have bought this new flavor out? Like, even something as simple as M&S when they bring out new flavors of their cookies. M&S cookies, everyone knows. And when they brought out their white chocolate and gingerbread ones for Christmas.
And what about the sandwich? Even I don't go on TikTok, but the strawberries and cream sandwich.
I didn't try.
No, I tried. We'll leave that one there. winning content on TikTok then. How, and this is great, right? Because we work with food and drink brands. TikTok is a platform where if you're a food and drink founder and you're really, and I always talk about this and I purposely talk about it, time poor, resource limited, limited knowledge, limited know-how in marketing, why would I focus on TikTok? And what we're saying is, and what we've just spoken about is the reach is higher.
Yeah.
It's a way to show a different angle of your brand. But from a content perspective, if I'm a founder and a brand owner, what type of content is the winning content to create for TikTok? And how do I do it? So when I say that, I mean, is it a hook? Is it a proof? Is it a review? Like, what does it look like?
I actually think if you're a time-poor founder, TikTok is possibly, the easiest one to do.
The best platform that you could be using.
Because you have to be less caring about it.
And there's no perfect.
Yeah, and I think a really good example, one of my favourite brands on TikTok, who I've spoke about before, we've worked with them before, is Ooh & R Cookies, who literally started just making cookies mindlessly. And then the way they blew up is they would set their phone up and just record themselves all day doing lives, packing orders and making cookies.
They were like the OGs.
And they
of
are
this whole thing
the
OG
TikTok cookie brand. Like, they were the first one to do it in the UK. And like, that's amazing. They're like the number one TikTok shop seller for cookies. And like,
started like the massive amount of brands that do that now. Or that's their goal, to want to do that, is insane.
There's just like from another one I can think of. I know it's not food and drink, but it still links. It's like a dog food, like a dog business. She does like all of the dog treats and stuff, like natural treats. And she literally lives, like works, has a home, like home office filming stuff. She's had to build an extension of her house to film her TikTok lives and pack orders. And
not saying you have to do that.
Not saying that's all you have to do, but then that's how she's made her business expand so much beyond what she ever thought it would be. Something of just a case of, oh, I'm just going to get a tripod for like a tenner on Amazon and set my phone up. Mm-hmm. How much potential that can unlock if you just kind of let go of the norm of how I market my business.
So the norm is a really important part to pick up, isn't it? Because on Instagram, on Facebook, you might say, okay, post 3 times a week. What does posting on TikTok look like? And how often do you have to commit to it? Because again, time poor, right?
I would say often.
Often.
But not in the sense that you're like
polishing it.
Yeah, like it doesn't need to be polished content, but also it needs to have a reason for being posted. Like, is there any value that your audience are going to get? Like, I'm speaking like, even if it's entertainment, like if you are literally putting something out for the sake of it, is someone going to watch it and literally be like, what is that? Yeah, like,
and I'm just at this moment going to link back to Phoebe's pajama moment, dancing on the sofa, Popcorn Kitchen. You need to go and check out their TikTok, because our Phoebe, who is right in front of me, is dancing on my sofa in pyjamas. It still makes me smile every time because it's the entertainment value and just the music next to it. It's just, it's brilliant. So you
and
really need to go and check
it
out.
From a brand, like if that was to come from my own personal account, that's
you would just look unhinged as, and
yeah,
not as funny.
It's not got as much relevance.
It would just look like you think, is she all right?
But I think the joy of it is when you see it coming from a brand, people get joy out of the fact that it looks fun and they can see the fun and like everything behind it.
Yeah.
That's
and
also what makes
it
more entertaining.
Faces to brands. Like,
yeah.
And I think
not saying that I want to be the face of it, but
honestly, when like we first started doing their TikTok more, I would be like, I'm really sorry. I don't want to be the face. I can happily be the ideas and the film person. And even you were the same, you're like, I don't know. And then 2 seconds later, she is on your sofa in pyjamas.
You
dancing.
Just got to do it.
And now she is the queen of literally being like, I just need to film her TikTok. And she's there making something funny.
But that's the thing. You just don't need to like overthink it at all.
Could you batch content ideas? Could you use, you know, when we think about Instagram, and again, I'm a millennial, so I'm going to go back to it. But think about batching content, thinking about content pillars. Do you need all of that on TikTok?
An interesting thing that I saw on LinkedIn quite a while ago now was that someone tested, they basically posted the exact same video over and over and over.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a new piece of content. It wasn't edited any differently. There wasn't any different text on it. They just posted it like repeatedly every day. And the traction that they gained from it was insane because of the For You page and the way that it works. So
ooh.
TikTok is one of those platforms where you don't have to refilm or have new content every single time you are posting.
Yeah.
Obviously, I wouldn't go and suggest you're posting the exact same thing every day.
I would repost you in your pyjamas every day.
That's great to know.
Yeah. Thank you.
But it is that you don't have to think of new things all the time. Or if there is some content that say you've done a couple hour content day and you've got a limited amount that you can use, there are a lot of times that you can be repurposing that.
Yeah, okay. I think that's the thing. It's the case of, I know I see some brands now that are like, all right, we need to film this because it's a trend and we need to jump on it and we need to film us doing that trend. But you don't, because I think you can still be relevant in the trends by going back and going through your content library and being like, what have we got that we could make this relevant with? Like, you'll be surprised about how much you can do with the content you've got, but
definitely
still make it relevant and go to a trend. And I think that's where...
And that's another thing with trends as well.
Match them
to what you do and you believe in and you are, because I think that's where a lot of brands can go wrong.
And
whereas
do it quickly
they hit the
as
mark,
well.
Yeah, they hit the mark with a trend because it doesn't align with them and their brand and their personality at all. And you can tell it's almost done for the purpose of
it's a trend, I need to do it.
Which people would watch and then be like, what is this?
Yeah.
And I think first off, when TikTok came out, it was like red flags everywhere because everybody was dancing.
Oh yeah, that was peak lockdown.
I remember Laura starting and she was like, so do you want to dance? And I was like, no, I don't. And then at that point, I've just kept well away from it as a channel because it's just not... Yes, it's entertaining content. I just can't... I don't know. I'm not immersed in it as much as you two are.
I think that sells it because it isn't for everyone.
Yeah.
And it doesn't... It's not even... I know we always say, like, oh, it's because we're Gen Z and you're millennial. But it's not even that, because my boyfriend is the same age as me, but he's through and through Instagram. He's like, I don't get TikTok.
My boyfriend deleted TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a massive man thing. Just step away from it.
Where do you get your entertainment?
It's now not cool.
Where do you get joy?
And my husband doesn't even have TikTok, so that's a full house.
Yeah, so I think it is. It's not that you can say, oh, TikTok is only for the younger generation, because that younger generation is still getting older anyway. We're all like, so I'm on the cusp. I'm obviously older than you. And like, we find different things funny, but we always find the same things funny.
Yeah, it's like I think that with my sister as well. I think she's the same age as you and she lives and breathes TikToks.
Yeah.
Me and her are pinging them across to each other all the time.
I just find it noisy.
It is personal. And I think you have to understand where your audiences are going to be.
Yeah.
Mm. But I think TikTok's also a really good opportunity to reach other audiences.
It's like the undiscovered bit. I think that's the joy of it, that a lot of brands will be like, that's not our audience. It's too messy. It's not us. But actually you go, well, just because you think that that's what the platform is doesn't mean that everyone on there is a chaotic 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, you could discover and unlock so much potential by trying out a new platform with, when you start off, you can just repurpose some of the, like some of the reels and stuff you've done, or some of the carousels you've done. It doesn't even need to be a video anymore on TikTok.
Which single images are even going now.
True.
It's just,
which takes us back to reach, right? Yeah. So hashtags.
Yeah.
If I go back to my native marketing days, 5-10 years ago, hashtags are huge, right? So TikTok hashtags are now dead.
Well, they're not,
are they?
They're not dead.
Go.
TikTok hashtags, it's a maximum of 5.
They've reduced it
middle of the year, maybe, that you can only now do 5.
Although it's very odd because I've seen some people have like 7.
Yeah, well,
there's kind of a mixed bag.
Yeah, I think they're starting to roll it out across all platforms that it is only like, you're going to reduce. It used to be you could do like 30, same with Instagram. And then that dropped
off.
They've
reduced the spam of it, I think.
Yeah, I think they just don't want it spammy. But where you're thinking about hashtags being dead is Instagram. And it's more of an SEO search than a hashtag thing now.
And do we think that the way people are discovering content on TikTok now is more around searching full phrases and not hashtags?
Yes.
That's more so what I meant.
Are people
searching keywords like we would in Google over hashtags?
I know it's common knowledge that TikTok's now one of the number one search platforms that people would go to.
Mm.
So rather than necessarily going to Google to ask a question, you'd go into TikTok and find someone that's
It's got like some, if you're in a new, like if I'm going on holiday, like I'm planning my holiday in December and I'm going, right, restaurants to go to here.
Why would you go to Google?
Oh, I'm not just Googling missing it. The whole world here by the sounds of things.
I can see it and I can like,
and then you go on like the one that's got the most likes, head over there and see what they're about.
Yeah,
and then I do that on Instagram.
No, I plan my whole trip.
I don't understand how.
I'm planning my whole trip on TikTok.
I still, Phoebes, Google stuff and then go to their Instagram page. Old school. Old school over here.
I'm
not even 40.
I just don't. I think it's the attention span.
Yeah, it
feeds you it.
TikTok, you can press the side of the screen and you're watching it 2x speed. A 30-second video, I'm watching it in 15 seconds.
Can I just tell you, when I was looking at this episode and what we were going to cover, I just knew you'd get right in your lane and you would own this episode.
Just like, that's all we sit and do, honestly. It sounds like we don't do any work. We just sit and scroll at 2x speed on TikTok.
God. So
it's marketing.
It's literally marketing. And here we are telling people marketing is not fluff. Which, let's go back to, how do we turn views, reach, visibility from TikTok into revenue, right?
Mm.
That's a difficult challenge.
Oh, gotcha.
How do brands do it?
Well, there's so many different ways. I think the number one way I would always start off with being, it's your increasing your reach, you're increasing your discovery of your brand. People get invested. Yeah, you are kind of signing up for the long haul. Like, they're not going to see a TikTok and be like, oh my God, I'm going to buy it. I'm going to their website and I'm going to become a lifelong subscriber and buy all of their stuff. Someone might do that, but it's not magic. People get invested into your brand. And I think that's how you build the loyal like customers, because they get so invested. And then that's where word of mouth comes in and people go, oh my God, did you see this TikTok? Have you seen this brand? And that you're kind of having people market for you by your one video, and that's so powerful. But the issue is, you will never say, oh, I made X amount from this video. Yes, there's kind of, you can grow your TikTok and have there's a creator fund, but that doesn't necessarily work for businesses. That's the whole kind of personal growth side. And then you shift over to TikTok Shop.
Yes. That's what I wanted you to say.
Yeah, it's getting there.
TikTok Shop. So talk to me about TikTok Shop.
It is a minefield. You can buy absolutely anything on there, from
chicken,
I'm not even vacuum joking. Packed chicken breasts, or a whole chicken.
But would anybody actually do that?
People did it for a trend, because it was viral.
That then went viral because it was like the most bizarre thing. People were thinking, if I go and actually buy a roasted vacuum packed chicken, what is going to turn up at my door?
A fortune. And also, who remembers the pickles? The gherkins where you bought.
I remember you telling me about
the super sour gherkins that then you wrapped in sweets, sticked crisps inside, and sprayed with hot sauce. Like, sorry, what? Like, that's the most bizarre thing.
That is so up my street.
But also same. But TikTok made that happen. Like, there's a whole thing on TikTok of TikTok made me buy it. Like, that is a thing.
And you can link the products to the videos.
So you can make
it in Insta.
Capture.
So you can make a video and you can like link it directly to your shop, or you can do TikTok Lives, which link directly to your shop.
I think that's where it has a hold over Instagram, particularly, because you can't go and add links and things straight to it. I know obviously you've got the tap to shop with products and stuff.
Yeah.
But necessarily, it's just a little bit more clunky.
And with TikTok, you've got the whole basket idea of filling it up with...
And it keeps your basket as well. So I could have put something in my basket 3 months ago. And if I've not bought it since, and then I go and add something else, it's still there.
I think I've got about 60 things in
my basket. You just can kind of build your collection of random things that you see.
Yeah, but it is this.
It is. You kind of see it and you're like,
and you're like, oh, later. And then you realise...
That's like my Amazon basket then.
Yeah. But like, that's where TikTok Shop can be so powerful that you can go on there for one thing. And it's also really good at recommending other things. So you'll look at one thing and it will link other things. You'll watch a video and then you'll have creators' videos come up because... There's a whole thing of TikTok affiliates, which link to the shop, which work really well because that is a case of it's kind of user-generated content, but it's a little bit more kind of technical of they apply to be a creator or you can reach out to them to, and they can get a sample of your product, which you've approved, sent out to them, and they have to make a video for it because TikTok have kind of set it up that once they receive the product,
like they
have a certain amount of days to create content and share it. Whether that be a live or a dedicated video, like they have to share it. And then you're just getting kind of that then will go into TikTok Shop's feature that those videos will start to pop up in other people's TikTok Shop.
Yeah, they're attached, linked to the product.
Yeah. So then that works. And also creators can have their own shop front.
Yeah.
So they can link your products into their shop front.
Yeah.
And all you're getting there is that they get a tiny bit of commission, which helps out kind of like a smaller creator or something like that. And also gets your product reached by so many more people. Yeah. Like,
and one thing that founders, brands, you know, whether that's food, whether that's drink, and I have had other brands come to us, the challenge is always, and I've heard this a lot, I started on TikTok, I've got this many million followers, I'm doing really well on TikTok Shop, how do I get this into a D2C channel without relying on TikTok? Because let's face it, I don't own my audience.
It could go. And we saw that in America, didn't we?
Yeah, it got banned. Like, I think it was only 24 hours.
It was a day, but people's businesses went in a day.
Yeah, and everyone's careers, like a lot of people's careers are on TikTok.
And that's really scary, isn't it?
Terrifying.
It's how this platform has evolved and grown, which is massive in terms of, you know, even if we look at the last 6 months to a year, it's huge. But it's how as a business you can use it as part of your digital world, your funnel and your omni-channel world, and use it as a brand awareness tool, use it as a reach tool, but then get people back in.
Yeah.
And again, I haven't brought it up for a very long time, so I am going to bring it up.
What's she going to say?
Oh, email marketing?
E, yeah.
Oh,
oh
that's so funny. So that's a really good place. Yeah, I know. What? Just explain it, Kate. Well, have you got 25 minutes? But that is a really good way of converting a TikTok follower into an owned 100%. Audience, into your database. And we've done this with clients before where, like I say, millions of TikTok followers, we then supported with whether it was a new website, whether it was just purely that email piece. That's how you build your database. So yes, as a channel, it is so important for reaching new audiences. But my caveat from that is always, how can you then get that audience into an owned audience?
Yeah, and I think that's the thing that obviously we've seen a lot of brands go, right, we're just going to build a TikTok shop. We don't need our own website because that costs money, whereas a TikTok shop doesn't. And that's the fine line of it. Like TikTok in theory is free.
Yeah.
Whereas having a Shopify or anything like that, it does cost money. Like that's the end line of it, that people kind of avoid it. But having your kind of, let's go with Shopify, it integrates really well with TikTok Shop.
So yeah.
You can have that integration piece that then if people make an order on TikTok Shop, that order is still going through your Shopify. You're still getting them into your world. And I think that's where that piece is really, really important that, yes, it's free and it's wonderful, but you run the risk that you could lose your business in theory.
I think it also loses the legitimacy of the brand.
Yeah, it does help.
Because I think with the amount of, and the volume of brands that are there doing similar things or the same things, when you stand out against someone, if they go to your profile and you know you don't have a website and you're not really doing anything outside of TikTok, there is that, what is going to turn up at my door?
Yeah.
Whereas if you then went to an alternative competitor that has it all there for you, maybe you do go off of TikTok and browse the website.
Yeah.
But you know that it's trusted because it's built.
And thinking about I'm going to get a little bit techie, right?
Okay, so
thinking about systems, linking, talking, mm-hmm. Shopify, TikTok, all of that stuff. It is a seamless integration with inverted commas on the delivery side of things. And that's the only part, and I've done it multiple times for our clients, that gets challenging and difficult when you have a third-party delivery arm and you have to then connect that into TikTok. Naturally, TikTok want you to ship
to use their fulfillment services.
Via their fulfillment services. So if you're using your own, that then creates challenges. But other than that, from a plugging into a website, using TikTok shop and using it through your Shopify site, it's a pretty straightforward and seamless way to do it. Mm-hmm. And yes, I am a bit techie and geeky and I love to geek out on all of that stuff. But if I was a founder of a food and drink brand, I would be confident that I could go in and follow those steps and get that connected up.
I mean, TikTok want you to do it at the end of the day.
Yeah, they have. That is the thing, that TikTok wants to keep you as part of their world. So they do make everything kind of quite seamless.
Yeah. So you've already given two examples, Laura.
Yes.
Phoebe.
Oh, no.
Favorite TikTok example of brand growth in the food and drink space that you love that has generated some serious noise? What question?
What, from our clients?
No, in general.
Oh my God.
I came prepared.
You came prepared.
I was going to say, how long's a piece of string, like you said earlier?
Yeah, I know, it's difficult.
And also they do chop and change.
That is the problem.
A brand can be smashing it.
Yeah. And then it just gets too samey.
What about something you've seen and you've gone, this is seriously cool, this has blown up?
I just love Ryanair's TikTok. It's not food and drink.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Jetty.
Oh, no. See,
no, oh, that audio is drilled into my brain.
It gets so much worse when you go on holiday and actually hear people using it on like a funny thing on holiday.
No, no.
And I was like,
it gets worse when you have a 7-year-old that says it all the time.
I genuinely couldn't get on a Jetty flight.
Anyway, Ryanair, go.
They started being the unhinged social media people, didn't they?
Yeah, I think that they were almost the OGs of this cohort of brands that were just like, let's just kind of do whatever. It was that Gen Z marketer that gets hired and is just like, how
plot twist
on earth?
It wasn't a Gen Z marketer.
Oh,
he
do
was
tell.
Fully millennial.
Oh, he's one of me.
He is.
You need to get on TikTok.
He is a bit of an icon. So,
Phoebe, I feel like I have enough noise in my world right now.
So yeah, plot twist. The genius marketer behind Ryanair's kind of hit viral.
But it viralness. Was just mega, because how do you market an airline brand, right?
Exactly.
What, like, how do you market it on TikTok?
And when your budget.
It is that.
Go off the fact that you
are.
So
tell me, how do they? Like, I'm on the edge of my
seat.
Basically
making fun of all the things that people hate about their business.
Don't get a window seat when you don't book a seat.
Don't get any leg room. Don't get any luggage.
Put your earphones in when they sing the noise at the end, the sound at the end when you land.
They don't do it on a Ryanair one.
Oh,
that's
they do.
Jet too.
No, Ryanair.
Everyone's got their own thing,
Ryanair.
I think.
I don't know. I'll let you know in December when I'm on a Ryanair flight.
When I went to Dublin with Ryanair, they sing that lovely song at the end.
Oh, God, I'll let you know in December.
It's a little Irish dingle.
Yeah, it was. And it goes, da-da-da-da, like that. And you're like, whoa.
Oh, wow.
Bit much. Especially on a morning flight.
I think that's the funny bit is they own up. It's almost them ignoring all the problems that they know people have with their business.
Yeah.
And them just saying.
Leaning into it.
Yeah.
We don't care, but it's funny because you're like, you can't do anything about it.
I will also do another, I know it's not food and drink as well, but thinking retail space, Argos and Currys.
Currys is
have a rivalry. Have a rivalry and it's iconic. And I just think well done to them because it's genius. I got so sucked into the Argos and Currys TikTok.
Is the Argos one with the like little Barbie girl that you see on the TV?
Oh
adverts?
No! This is the general staff, like in random Argos stores, taking the mick out of like going in, like the fact that Currys people are taking the mick about the fact that Argos stores are sometimes in Sainsbury's and things like that.
Yeah, like they've not got their own store.
Oh my God, it is genius. Highly recommend, just for the fact that it's just so stupid. And if you go back, like what, 5 years? Never, ever would you think that brands would be having...
The brand guidelines would be like, that is not...
That you cannot
and
call
like,
out
who,
another
who
business.
Who would follow Currys on TikTok?
And that's what they've realised. And again...
They make microwaves look...
Who's following Waitrose on TikTok? Absolutely everyone, because I want to see all of their staff dance down the aisles.
This is a new thing supermarkets have done now, is they've split up their TikTok accounts I mean, even like coffee chains or anything.
Each store has their own.
Yeah. So it's now store specific. So you've got just the, your general everyday, you know, supermarket assistants that are creating TikTok content.
Thanks. If I go back to my days when I was like working in-house, and I was working with stores as well, if I thought that they all had their own account, I would die.
It's wild out there.
But I'd be happening. Like, please make sure that you follow these guidelines.
No, TikTok brand guidelines, out the window.
Oh, no.
And that's where the joy of it is.
So what we've learned is it's a wild beast, TikTok.
It's scary out there.
It's scary
out there.
But think about food and drink and our world that we live, breathe and work in, and also, may I add, we love. I want us to all give a summary of, if I was a brand and I was new to TikTok, where do I start? What do I need to do? I'm going to go around the room because I can tell you now, we're all going to focus on different things. Mm-hmm. Phoebe.
I would say literally just get started. Don't overthink it. It doesn't need to be perfect. I've seen people kind of don't really know what they're doing, but they're posting videos of themselves in the factory, like making new products, posting multiple times a day, and they're getting that traction just from being so real with it.
Yeah.
So I would say it is just go.
I would say similar to like just go, but also just go and be authentic. Don't go, well, this brand is doing this, so I need to be that funny. If it's not natural, don't do it. Like, be yourself and just own it. And I know, like, how many times it's terrifying to have a camera pointed in your face, like sat here with multiple.
With all the lights
with all
on.
The
ultimately,
lights.
At the end of the day, it can be edited or not used.
Yeah,
I think that's not the thing you think as soon as a camera's recording, that's your life over.
But also, you think like, oh my God, it's so embarrassing. But would you say it's embarrassing when your business blows up and you do really well? No, you'd be like, oh my
this
God.
Is great.
I literally trusted holding my phone up and pointing at me. It costs nothing to post this video.
Just look at an influencer's career.
And literally, it's so simple. And I'm not.
Should we look at Laura?
I'm not taking that away from like the hard work of like these brands that put in hours on TikTok and these influencers that like, you know, craft a skill. And I'm not saying, you know, I know I've said it's unhinged. Don't just be unhinged. Like, there is a space for everything. Like, you can learn so much on TikTok. Like, it's educational and entertainment.
Yeah.
So be authentic and find what works for you. Don't copy.
Mm-hmm. And mine is always going to be tie it into your wider marketing strategy and leverage sales off the back of it. So think about, how can I make my audience make me money? How can I get them into my world really quickly, i.e. in an email database? And how can I show up and not get burnout from showing up? So how can I be strategic with my time, make money from my followers and get them into my world? That is my three.
I think it just has to be fun at the end of the day.
Yeah,
my three prongs. But also to tie yours together, the authenticity and the sales piece, I think there's a bit with TikTok.
That's why they'll
work. With TikTok Shop.
Yeah.
Don't attach a product to every single video when you are posting.
Because your reach will drop.
We've seen it because
we've tested it multiple times.
And I also think it just becomes too salesy, no matter how much entertainment value is in the video. You don't always need to include your brand, include your product. It doesn't have to be really heavily sales based.
Yeah.
Because that's where your affiliates can come in and use your products for you.
So,
so much to take in.
We could talk about TikTok forever in a day, or you two could probably talk about TikTok.
We'd probably
forever
bore you
a day.
Quite quickly.
I can't wait to go home and scroll.
Yeah, literally. I'm like, oh, my phone.
Nearly that time, Phoebe.
Yeah, it's scroll time.
Yeah, literally. And I think we could talk about it forever in a day around the power of it for reach. And again, we would use ads for reach on Meta. Mm-hmm. TikTok probably gives you a lot of that reach if you get the content right and the authenticity and all of those things we've spoken about. But TikTok is a beast in itself.
Yeah.
It takes strategy, regardless of whether it's authentic strategy, real strategy, it still takes strategy.
Yeah, definitely.
It still takes time. And we break a lot of that down in our food marketing club, where we go into what to post, what time to post, you know, the different things that you could do on TikTok. And the more we add content into the food marketing club as that time goes on.
There's already so much about
TikTok.
There's
so much.
Done a webinar on it.
Yeah, so exactly. And it's all there to help our listeners, to help people in our world to try and understand TikTok and how as a food and drink brand you can use it and maximize it and leverage it. So if you haven't checked out our Food Marketing Club, make sure you do, because as you can tell, I'm really proud of it. And it's got all of my team's wonderful insights around TikTok in it. And they seriously know what they're doing on there, because we post for clients regularly on there and we learn what is working right now in that space. Yeah. So if you want access to what is working, what isn't working, what to do, go and check out our Food Marketing Club, because it's got loads of stuff in there. If you want to just chat about TikTok, you know where we are, because I think we could talk about it forever. I maybe not, I might step out.
You probably won't end up speaking to Kate about it, but...
speak to Phoebe and Laura about it.
All day long.
But we've covered loads of really, really important points and loads of points that hopefully our listeners will take value from. But I think we need to stop it there, because otherwise we'll be here for about an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours.
It's TikTok time.
I know. We have to finish the episode because they have to scroll.
Had half an hour without scrolling. Game withdrawals.
I'm getting shakes.
What a way to end the episode. Honestly, I feel the last few episodes I haven't had you next to me, and I've been doing interviews with our wonderful guests, and I've really missed having you next to me. So thank you.
You know what's a really great hook for this?
Go.
Make sure you follow us on TikTok.
Yes.
Hang on a minute.
Do we have a TikTok account?
We've got KW Marketing on TikTok. And you know what's even better? We post all the little clips from the podcast on TikTok.
Behind the scenes,
the shorts, everything. It's all there. So obviously like, comment, subscribe on the podcast wherever you're listening. But also,
go multi-channel and go to TikTok.
Come and see us on TikTok and we'll see you there.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.